Okay, I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, January 9th, 2017, 9:03 a.m. We have no public comment. Any commission remarks? Monthly budget report.
This would be the end of the year report, and so I think, I hope you've had a chance to look at that. We'd have all the ending balances for 2016 in there. All of those look pretty good. Again, am concerned somewhat for general county revenue because we spent considerable more than what we brought in last year, but we have a healthy balance so we can do that, and I'm glad to hear that. Also, I give you the spreadsheet on the different departments in general county revenue, and each of those show you where they're at for the total year, and several were under, some were over. One of the major concerns that I had there, and I think you guys are aware of that, is our insurance costs, not just the health insurance, but the liability, property insurance, and stuff like that was more than what we had expected. So, you guys have any questions, anything you'd like for me to talk more about, expand on?
Do you remember why the liability was up?
Brandon, I couldn't find any answers. I looked at a little bit for that.
I was thinking maybe it was reported just to us and not to you. Wasn't it the... They found a lot of stuff that wasn't insured, it was insured improperly. Do you remember, Mike?
Well, that wouldn't have anything to do with liability, I wouldn't think. It might more the property than
well,
the liability.
That's what I meant, the property and casualty and yeah. Trying to remember all the different insurances. Yeah.
I would think that much possibility for property and casualty, but the liability, usually liability and workman comp both are done on an audit basis. And so it may be that we have a lower bill next year just because of the audit.
Okay.
I don't know. I hope that. But and sometimes we pay those bills at the...
and then we get billed later.
Yeah, sometimes it's billed in a year later than what we pay it. But that's not the case this time. We did have a payment last year, but it may have been a partial payment because it was a lot less. I don't know.
Okay.
But I do think we need to be looking at that.
And then I had a... On medical insurance, it went up $300,000 this year, roughly, for 17. Do you know what it did from 15 to 16?
I'd have to look, Brandon. Don't have it on top of
my
head.
I'm curious
sure.
If you... Yeah. Because that's one that's completely out of our control as far as...
Well,
it isn't.
You have some control over it, but the control you have is not a comfortable thing to deal with.
Exactly. So that's... Because I was looking at everything last night, and... As far as all the elected officials and departments, there's not a lot of increases there. It's mainly just in our health insurance. And as far as the major, from 2012 to now.
I looked at the exact number. I would say that our payroll benefits, if you threw in the insurance that we just talked about, probably you're talking maybe as much as 70-75% of the entire general county revenue budget, and that makes it really tough to make cuts in there sometimes.
Yeah.
Then you're saying basically the reason our expenses are greater than our revenues is mainly the insurance and the payroll?
Insurance payroll, yes, that would be a justifiable statement. Our insurance is the places that we went over what we thought we would, and our payroll is the biggest expense that we have, and probably in all the funds, or at least most of them, in all the major funds for sure.
It's about a $600,000 increase since 2014, just in insurance.
Yes.
I say insurance, that's medical, dental, Social Security.
Work comp.
Loggers, workman's comp,
yep.
Unemployment.
That goes back to payroll.
Yeah, it's all payroll. And you know, we did bump up our loggers. I hope that the employee here in Taney County appreciate that. I think that is a real good benefit, but it's hit us harder this year than it did the year before. But that does provide us a real good retirement system.
Is that when they increased the multiplier?
Yeah.
And that was in 2012 or something?
Oh, so Mike, I'd have to go back and look.
Just before the vote was taken, I think before I took office. So that would have been the end of 12 or 13.
But I do believe it's kind of come up and hit us a little harder than it did when we first brought it into existence.
Okay. Rick, when you sent us out the your budget sheets, was that on the, that was the January 6th, I guess just last week. Does that have the year-end balances on all the departments?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The departments don't have a year-end balance. We'll have on all the funds that we'll have. Yeah. It will have what they spent, what each department spent.
What they spent.
Yeah, and it will compare it to what they were budgeted.
Okay.
So you can, if that's what you're talking
yeah,
about. But they don't really care about
it. As a general, they didn't spend what all they had the ability to do. I mean, most of them stayed within the...
For the most part. That would be a generalized statement.
Yeah, as I said, for the most part. And there's some that you just can't not, I mean, if you get legal bills, you got to pay them. You can't not pay them, you can't not.
I don't know. I'd have to ask Frank about that.
Well, Frank gets paid the same no matter what. It's the other things that come up that...
You guys have any other questions? I mean, I... I will say that for you guys to have a great understanding of that budget is tough. I spend a lot of time with it. I know you have a lot of other things you have to spend time with, so I appreciate the efforts that you guys put forth.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 443, 428 through 443, 463, warrants 6672 through 6675, and a paper usage for November 11th through December 29th, and that would be a journal entry transfer.
I second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Now, Danny always wanted to do this one, so.
I'll let you go ahead.
Are you sure? You go
fine.
Right in. Okay. You want to take turns? We do.
It's equal. First and second.
Move to approve payroll.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Wyatt, did you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Did you give us an aye on that? Yes.
Aye.
An aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for December 29th. 2016, January 3rd, 2017, January 4th, 2017, previous and executive session minutes.
Sheila, do you want me to do this in separate motions that way?
January 3rd needs to be separate.
Someone's asking. Move to approve previous meeting minutes for December 29th, 2016. Is there any executive in that? No, March is the 4th.
Okay. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Abstain.
You abstained.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes and executive session minutes for January 3rd and January 4th, 2017.
Second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension update.
Thank you.
She put me in. I need to make sure I get it to right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Alright, so good morning.
Morning.
Nellie could not be here today because she is preparing for VITA. And I'm pretty excited about it too. You know, I've worked in, this is my third state to work for Extension. I was in Arkansas and Colorado previously. And I'm just really impressed by this VITA program that really helps our community file their taxes and answer a lot of their tax questions. So we start making appointments January 17th. We've already had lots of people come in and ask for it, so we know it's a really popular service. You guys might know the numbers on it. It's not my program, so I don't know. But January 17th, we start taking appointments, and at the end of January, people start coming in to get their taxes done. So Nellie is training volunteers to do the taxes, and it's just a really great service. And like I said before, people come in to get their taxes done, and then they might have questions about anywhere from home repairs to youth development to ag questions. So it's a really good outreach for Extension in the community. One update is that we did lose our business development specialist several months ago. But now there's a position open for a business development specialist, and that person won't be in Taney County full-time like the previous, but they will be at least part-time in Taney County, and I think Christian County the other part of the time. So, and at the very top of your packet, you'll see that our regional director, Jay Chisholm, sent out a link. We went to that link, and we printed out just some information about agriculture in Taney County. For your information. I know personally with 4-H we're doing a lot of our annual reports, and you'll be able to see the annual report soon. I was pretty happy to see that we reached about 4,000 youth and volunteers. We think about club youth all the time, but 4-H really made an effort to go out to all of these school fairs. And this year we're going to make a really good effort to try to get a lot of younger kids, what we call Clover kids, in and really try to help with reading scores as well as science, technology, engineering, and math. So you have everybody else's updates in here if you have any questions. Good deal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Child support contract. Morning.
We're here today to discuss renewal of our child support contract. We're part of a cooperative child support prosecution office that's based out of Greene County Prosecutor's Office. It includes Greene, Christian, and Taney counties. And Laura Forbes is the director of that child support prosecution cooperative and has brought the paperwork for us to renew our agreement. As a little bit of background, this has been an ongoing agreement since 2009 where the Taney County Prosecutor's Office has co-opted with this multi-county unit at no cost to Taney County thus far.